Thank you and welcome to 20 Sided Stories.
Victoria 1890, Season 1, Episode 5.
Hello there. Previously on Victoria 1890, amidst personal drama, our detectives were unable to focus on the task at hand, and the party was split in two. Simon came clean to Everly about his alter ego, Wet Eddie.
Wait, so does that mean Wet Eddie is actually Simon, which is you?
Correct.
While everyone else investigated the spooky ghoul...
You need to be completely stealth.
Oops.
Leave this place.
Hell no!
You see a lot of equipment that looks really familiar, and then you realize some of this stuff is your equipment.
These are mine!
Will they get to the bottom of the Clark House horror? Who is James Stonewood? Why is that urn so important? And what is that one guy's name? Gather around the RSS and let's find out.
Right, so we cut back inside the laboratory. We just had...
Desmond... I'm sorry, I was scared. Desmond Delancey.
Desmond Delancey just found a journal.
So classy.
And as he was about to read the name of whose journal this belonged to, then we have Dr. Chamberlain turn around and open a closet, and inside the closet was the ghost. Now, Dr. Chamberlain, I'm going to have you roll a composure. You got a 4. So you scream like a little girl.
Ah!
And you pass out.
Oh, god damn!
What's going on over there?
An 8. All right, you steal your nerves and you slide down that ladder.
Woohoo!
You arrive down there and you guys both see at the same time the ghost come out of the closet.
Pistol drawn, flower ready!
I put the notebook in my pocket. Of my overalls, the big old front pocket. Okay. And I pick up my scythe. Right.
You guys are not afraid of this ghost.
Yeah!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
There it is.
Come at me!
Please leave.
Why?
I want to charge her with that.
You're going to charge her?
Like to tackle, not to like kill her or anything, just to like grab onto her, you know?
I throw flour at her face.
Okay, before you throw the flour, he's going to charge her. All right, so why don't you roll an agility?
11.
You run right at her. And you go through her. But as you go through her, you feel like it's like you're going through water almost for a second. And then you end up on the other side and you stop yourself on the workbench.
Do I have like ectoplasm on me?
No, but you do feel a little funky.
Who are you and why should we leave here?
I'm the ghost of Mrs. Clark. Please leave me alone.
I don't believe you.
From the stories you were hearing, she seemed like she was like a teenager.
You look a little...
And she looks older than that.
Older.
Mm-hmm.
To be a teenager.
You wake up and you see the ghost right next to you.
What the hell?
She looks exactly like your old assistant, Brianna Osborne. Who you fired a year ago.
Brianna?
Dr. Chamberlain?
Brianna?
You ain't no Claire.
No, I'm not Mrs. Clark.
I knew it! I grab her and I shake her.
Your hands go right through her.
What? What just happened?
She's a ghost.
Brianna, what the hell has happened?
I've been experimenting.
Have you been mixing my elixirs?
Yes, and I started to make some progress. And I found a way to become intangible. But I can't seem to figure out a way to become tangible again.
What? One, how dare you for stealing all of my equipment? Two, it is completely foolish of you to be mixing these elixirs and taking this science into your own hands when you had no control of it.
It has been very hard to procure and mix and... Well, it's very hard to handle things when you're intangible. Could you help me becoming whole again?
sticky. Think of it this way. If you put her back together again, you can slap the crap out of her.
Milty, although that does sound very satisfying, I don't know if she deserves it.
Well, it's either that or she stays a ghoul and people think she's a ghoul and you don't have any more staff.
Hi, Desmond. Do you remember me?
Yeah, but not at first. You look very different as a ghoul.
Well, yes, and I'm also wearing older clothing. I didn't usually dress in a dress.
Why always at night? Why didn't you come and talk to us directly? Why all the secrecy?
I wasn't sure if anyone would believe me. And so I just sort of adopted the myth of the ghost. And, well, ta-da!
I was reading your diary and all the different scribblings. I can't make like a sense of it. I'm not upset, though. I just sound upset.
Mildy.
Yeah?
This might be a little bit crazy, but what do you think about using her skills?
I take a swig of whiskey and I go, yeah, let's do it.
Brianna?
Yes?
We have been on the search for a certain artifact, and we've been having a bit of a struggle getting into some places that we are not allowed. I was wondering, in exchange for my services to help you become, once again, tangible, would you stick it out for a little bit and be a little ghosty ghoul for us and get into some places we're not allowed?
Do you believe that you can actually help me?
Absolutely.
Roll intelligence.
5.
Okay, so you don't know, but you feel confident that you could figure it out.
Right. I'll do whatever you need.
All right. Well, back to the mansion.
That was the best lovemaking I've ever had. Simon, you're amazing.
So does this mean we're like sticking it out or whatever?
If that's what you want, yes.
So we're married?
Well, yes, we are married. Look,
you need to know that I'm a bit of a traveler. I might come and go for weeks at a time. I mean, this marriage succeeding, shooting at the brown here.
Well, I've spent almost 2 years away from you, and I've missed you every day of my life.
It's a lot of commitment. I mean, I'm very impressed.
Yes, and this only proves it. We were destined to be together. You came back.
All right, let's... Destined, maybe a word.
You're telling me you don't want to be with me?
All right, look, it's not that I don't. I just don't know if right now in my life this is something I can commit to. You see,
it's a little too late, don't you think?
No, but look, right now I need to tell you something.
You should have put a ring
in the
on
middle,
it.
I'm looking for Atlantis.
Oh, I've read about that once.
Yes, we think it's a real thing, all right? And you can't tell anybody.
Okay, I won't, but I know it's real.
Oh, okay, you're so quick to believe things.
My parents have been there.
What?
Yeah, the ghosts.
The dead ghosts have been to Atlantis, or the living parents before they died?
Both?
They should be heading back now in a little bit, so I think I'm going to go downstairs, all right, drink some water, and wait for them to get back from their little ghost adventure or whatever. Because in the morning, we're going to a certain estate, I think. That was the plan. We're going to James Stonewood's. We've got to find this urn, so we go to Atlantis. This is what I'm talking about. I'm going to be gone for a while.
Totally,
that's
fine.
All.
Do you think I could stay in this manor?
Listen, Brianna, I really think that when we get back, when we have to take back all the equipment, then we'll be able to get started and then come forward on it.
Of course.
So you guys look down the stairs. You see the ghosty figure of Brianna Osborne.
Mr. Chamberlain.
Oh, hello. Wet Willy or Sam?
Yes, sir!
I'm Simon.
Which one are you now?
She's Simon.
Yeah, I'm Simon now. I told her.
Oh, so you told her too?
Yeah, we're married.
Oh.
All right, let's not talk about it. We got like a mystery to solve or whatever.
Oh, that's why you guys wanted this special room, says Miss Alice.
What?
Yes. Oh,
you set me up for this, you son of a bitch. All right, look. What is the ghost doing in the house now? What is going on here?
This is Brianna. Brianna, say hello.
Hello.
Hi. What?
Brianna used to be my laboratory assistant. And she got herself into a little bit of a pickle, but she's going to help us out with a little mystery.
All right. How is she going to do that?
She's going to ghost her way through things.
Like walk through the wall?
Yes.
I can do that.
Melody, what time is it?
It's about midnight.
Well, I think we should all get a good sleep, and in the morning we will head out to the Stonewood Estate.
Why can't we just send her right now, and we go to sleep, and then when we wake up, she comes back with the info?
Because what if she needs backup? I'd slap you if you were downstairs!
She's a ghost. She's all...
She's just intangible. It's not like she doesn't need to rest.
I still get sleepy.
Right. So, we'll all take a little nappy poo. Off to all of our rooms. That is everything you need to know about our little excursion.
Oh. Sounds quite dreadful.
Yes.
We're looking for some information on James Stonewood. He had some kind of connection with this urn we're looking with and with a man named Hervé Millet. All right? So, we're trying to find out who killed Hervé. Oh, yeah, he's dead, by the way. He took all his gore and stuff like that. And he's the only one who's going to get us this urn. Apparently, we need this urn to get to a super secret place that I can't tell you. It's called Atlantis. And that's that.
She can know.
It's called Atlantis. Yeah, that's where we're going.
So, Mildy, what do you think? That maybe she should sneak in and just look for the urn?
I think that we all need to go in and support her and go on the, like, flank. You know, somebody on the side of the house, the other person on the other side of the house, and she goes in and finds that urn.
Well, I think she should case the place first to make sure that there's no one there. She can walk in, spook around, and then tell us if there's anyone inside.
I could offer my services to the owners of the Stonewood.
Yes,
and then
Desi.
I could scout the area.
Yes, I think the two of you would be a great pair.
Yes.
I mean, we did get along rather well in the past.
You know, before she died, or...
I didn't die.
I pulled Dickie aside. Dickie, we're like matchmakers.
I know, I feel the love just spiking in the air.
I've never felt more like Cupid in all my life.
Let's watch.
Okay.
I put my hand in my pocket.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to jump ahead to later in the afternoon after... Man, I keep forgetting your name.
Desmond Delancey.
When Desmond and Brianna come back from their excursion. Brianna says that she has found the room that the urn is in and that she can't bring it out because when she tries to bring out a solid object, she needs a while to be with it to make it intangible with her. And she couldn't get enough time with it alone before somebody would come into the room. Now, Desmond comes back with the information that the grounds seem like it's going to be pretty easy to sneak onto. However, you also figure that you can probably get an invite and that some lady came over.
Who's this lady?
Why don't you roll awareness? She seemed like she was dressed as a proper English lady. However, she seems like she came from... a more exotic location.
Exotic location. A foreigner of sorts.
Mildy?
Yes?
You've explored.
You bet your boots I have.
Based off of what you've heard from her and her outfit, where do you think she's from?
Exotic.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen her.
Now, I have to ask. Chamberlain,
yes.
Have you ever been to one of Stonewood's parties, perhaps? Or
oh, yes.
To his estate? So you've
plenty
been there.
Plenty of times, yes.
But you don't know the man very well.
It's mostly just been large parties where, you know, maybe we say hello to each other and then we're off dancing on our own.
Dancing?
Yes.
What kind of dances do you do?
Well, bowls. Ballroom dancing. What are the... I don't do any of that silly jig stuff that you do down in the half rat.
Hey, you assuming what I do...
Miss Alice?
Yes?
Has there been any, tale or gossiping around about any parties going on at the Stonewood Estate? Usually there he has one or two a year.
Well, there's not any parties going on recently. But according to what I've just heard from the ghost, it seems like there's a new guest. So maybe he'll want to entertain her.
Ooh, well, I say we go say hi to this new guest just to be polite neighbors, Dickie.
Yes, maybe we should bring over a bottle of wine.
And I'll wear my sexiest clothes.
Oh, you daft woman.
The art of seduction.
Hold on, did you just call her stupid?
Yes, because she knows that if she was to do that...
You wouldn't get it.
No, it's an inside joke.
Oh, it's an inside joke.
Don't
inside
you? You inside know he jokes. Won't get us.
I know.
We may assign a blood pact, but Simon will never be in this duo.
No, he won't.
Well, he's in this duo, so...
Right.
I wish I had a duo.
Maybe soon, Desi.
I have an idea, and tell me what you think about it.
All right, make it quick.
We walk over there, and we bring over a bottle of wine, say that we're here to visit, and then meanwhile, you, Brianna, and Desi become a distraction, Desi, on the outside.
We'll be a partnership.
And then you will have time to be in the room to make the urn incorporeal for a while, and meanwhile, we'll distract them.
I've got plenty of distractions in my briefcase here. I could perhaps pull out Wet Eddie. For old time's sake.
Wet Eddie? Eddie?
Now, will only pull out Wet Eddie if it really comes down to it.
Yeah, I mean, you complain about us being drunk. I'd hate to see how you are drunk.
Oh, he's lovely.
Oh, I bet he is.
There's a knock at the door, and then Miss Alice departs, and she comes back. This seems like a bit of a stroke of luck, but you've received an invitation to a party at the Stonewood Estate.
I'm so excited.
So all of our plans that we just fuck them, like...
Fuck the plans. We're going to the party. I'm wearing my sexy dress. I'm going to seduce somebody. It's great.
Oh, I can wear the Coco Chanel suit that I have.
Oh, God.
It's an invitation for Dr. Chamberlain and plus one.
Of course. All right. That's fine. I'll sneak in with the ghost thing.
I love that you just assume he's going to take me because he is.
Sage, roll me an intelligence.
Shit, that's a one.
Okay, yep, you're sticking with your plan.
What?
Dr. Chamberlain and guest.
Yes, hello.
You walk in and you see just a bunch of beautiful people and not so beautiful people sort of talking and conversing and a couple dancing in the background. And then you see at the top of the staircase the figure of James Stonewood.
Ooh, is he handsome?
He looks like he used to be handsome.
Woof.
He's grown old in his age. Balding on top, but with a little island of hair at where his widow's peak once was, with wings of old white hair coming out behind his ears.
Well, this is a bust.
Go get yourself some punch.
Fine.
Mr. Stonewood, why, thank you so much for the invitation.
Oh, hello. It is good for you to come over to my party.
I wouldn't miss it for the world. You always throw the greatest balls.
And you seem to have brought the greatest guest that we could have ever had.
I come back with punch. Hello!
Miss Matilda, I had no idea you were in the country at this time.
Oh, yes, of course I am. I'm wherever Dickie is.
This is fantastic. I would love for you to talk about some of your exploits and adventures.
Oh, my goodness. Which one?
She has so many to tell. Quick, you should sit down on the couch and talk his ear off.
You bet your boots. Let's go.
I would love that.
I remember one time in Antarctica, this polar bear tried to kill me.
And then we cut over to the outside with Desmond and Brianna and...
He puts on a raggedy hood, adds some dirt onto the side of his cheek, colors in one of his teeth.
I look very confused.
From this point forward, I am Wet Eddie.
Okay.
All right, just go with it, okay?
Who were you originally again?
Don't worry about it, not important, all right? Just now I'm Wet Eddie.
Your bag is about intangible now, so I can bring it inside.
Wait, what'd you do?
I took your bag full of disguises, and I've been holding on to it, and I've made it intangible.
You just deleted all my disguises?
No, it still exists.
But I can't touch it.
Well, not for a bit, not until I put it down.
Alright, don't lose it. I need that stuff.
Right, it's right through this wall, and that's his study where he's got fine in there.
All right, you go inside, and I'm gonna climb through the window to also get inside.
I'll do my best to open it up for you.
All right. Just want to cover your flank, just in case someone's knocking on the door or something. We don't want them seeing a ghost. But if they see a man, easier for me to distract them and ease their suspicions. Ghosts will just freak out, the whole party will go nuts, and then we won't be able to find nothing.
Brianna walks through the wall and puts down the bag and then turns back to the window and slowly is trying to work the lock on the window. It's just hard for her to get a grip on things because she is intangible.
Should I break it open like I did before? Oh, you weren't there, but I broke a window open before.
Is that so?
Yeah, I broke it open with my my sickle before, but
Can Shay just open up the door?
It looks like she's having a hard time there.
Shit.
We cut back inside the party, and we have the doctor, and he's just enjoying a little cocktail, and he spots the woman who looks exotic. She's wearing a nice, elegant brown gown with sort of a black and white lace on it. And she's got dark black hair and tan skin. Hello.
Hello. Do you care for a cocktail?
No, thank you.
Well, more for me, I guess. You must be new around here. I'm Dr. Chamberlain.
I am Bailey Hickman. Nice to meet you. Roll an awareness. You don't believe her.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. My name is actually Dr. Bullshit.
Well, very well, Dr. Bullshit. She's looking over your shoulder and seems very distracted, and you realize behind you is the couch where Matilda and Stonewood are sitting and talking.
And then I grabbed the lion by its mane and I slapped it across the face and I was like, have at you, this is what you get, you want to eat me, eat me. And then it ran away like a little scared mouse.
My word, that is quite fantastic.
Thank you.
You know, I just had a friend who recently was in Africa.
Oh.
Yes, a good friend of mine who unfortunately has just passed away.
Oh, that's very sad.
Yes, luckily though, before he passed away, he delivered onto me a wonderful piece of history.
Oh, how lovely.
It is an urn from a tomb.
You don't say.
I do indeed. Would you like to see it?
Oh, maybe in a bit. Do you have anything else?
I've got some old swords.
Oh, I'd love swords.
Right, this way, follow me.
And so they start heading over towards the study. The woman that you were talking to, Miss Hickman, she just seems to follow them with her eyes.
What is it that you're looking at, Miss?
I'm looking at more interesting company. And then she walks away from you.
That bitch.
Opening the window.
Come in.
Hey. Ow!
Oh. Be quiet.
Sorry.
So you guys see inside of the study, there are several antiques all over the place of whatever you guys feel like describing, and some old books, and then in the center in a glass case is the urn.
Hey, you see that right there?
Yeah?
Yeah. Ah, screw everything else. We just need that thing.
You're talking about the Japanese fighting sword.
No. Not that one.
You're talking about the South American parasol.
No. A little bit further.
You're talking about the slave trade manacles.
No. You see all the declarations there?
The Declaration of Independence from America.
Yeah. Next to that,
oh.
Brianna is over by the urn and sort of gesturing to it.
That one. Oh.
The Egyptian. Painting of Queen Margaret.
No. The Egyptian and you thick bloke right there in the glass box.
Oh. The reason we came.
At this time, you hear people approaching the door.
Oh, no.
It's right over here. Let me get my key out to open the door.
Oh, no! I spilled my drink on his hands!
That's all right. I will take my glove off.
Oh, thank goodness.
All right, so I'm going to cash in my intuition to see if there's any pristine hiding spots.
There are indeed hiding spots. There is a wardrobe that looks like it could fit two people.
All right. Hey, was it Desmond?
Desmond Delance.
All right, I got it right. Follow me. I'm going to go inside this little wardrobe here. And you're going to shut your trap, all right?
All right, I'll join you.
Okay.
You can stand in my spot with me.
Come on, get in.
I also grab the samurai sword.
The door to the wardrobe is locked.
Oh, son of a bitch. Ah, damn it. Okay, can we break the lock?
I want to swipe at it.
Oh, with the sword? Yeah, swipe at it with the sword.
You do. You break the lock. Definitely chips the edge of the wardrobe. But it's nothing too big.
All right, he might notice this, but if we just be really quiet, maybe Miranda, Matilda, you know, if she heard me say that, she would be really pissed off. But it's a good thing she can't hear me.
You hear the lock in the other door.
Okay, we're going to just get into the thing.
Sorry.
As she stands in your body.
Ooh. So this is what it feels like.
This is my study, which I also have several pieces of wonderful antiquity from around the world.
Oh, whoa, wowza.
Japanese samurai swords.
Oh my god.
A South American parasol.
Beautiful.
Here is my crown jewel. The urn of Ramses III.
Oh my god. Can I touch it?
Of course you can. I've been touching it myself for a while.
I'm sure you have.
Feeling the grooves and the old ink. It's rather soothing.
All right.
He removes the glass case, and then you get shoved from behind and fall on the ground.
Oh my god!
A figure runs over towards James Stonewood. You come around just in time to see her tackle James Stonewood down to the ground.
I'm going to run after her. I'm going to bind her.
Okay, roll me strength. You tackle Hickman down to the ground. And she struggles, and then she turns and looks back at you, and her eyes are glowing yellow, and her teeth have grown in her fangs.
Oh! Oh!
I mouth, what's going on out there?
And I mouth, no idea.
She's growling and screaming at you.
Where's
Mildy's on the ground, watching this happen.
I pull out my dagger! I'm ready to stab!
Mildy, get rid of her!
She is pushing you, and she's basically lifting both of you guys up with her own strength, and you see that her skin starts to grow fur out of it.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Mildy!
Oh, my God!
Her ears start to grow and start to sharpen to points.
Werewolf! Werewolf!
Upon hearing werewolf, I want to open the wardrobe and attack with a samurai sword.
Okay, I need you to roll composure because you have Brianna's body
essence inside of me
in your body. Okay, yeah, seven. So you're able to get out of the funk. Okay, now roll me a strength.
Three.
Okay, you go over and she bats you away with one of her hands and it knocks you across the floor. Wet Eddie, what do you want to do?
Hello, sir. Whoa. You perhaps have water that needs some purification.
Roll me a composure real quick.
Eddie, this clearly doesn't seem like the time we should be dealing with water.
Seven.
Okay, you're holding it together. You're still doing your spiel.
You see, water is the most vital element that we need to consume. Food is good, but water is number one. So if you have dirty water, you got dirty insides.
Roll me a charisma.
Seven.
Okay, cool. You take her attention off of Dr. Chamberlain, and now she's looking at you, and you see that her nose is growing out into a snout, and it's becoming black, and there's whiskers growing out of her mouth.
Now, you seem like somebody who needs a lot of energy, am I right? You got a lot of killing to do, running really fast and everything. So, I'm going to assume that you're going to need some water. You're going to get parched very easily, so...
All right, Matilda, what do you want to do?
I want to stab in the gut and take her guts out.
Oh, jeez. Okay, roll me a discretion.
7.
Okay, you were able to sneak up behind her and you stab her in the stomach? You're going for the stomach?
Yeah.
She lets out a roaring scream. She's reaching back towards you, Matilda, and you see that her hands have turned into big claws.
I try to pull more on her gut with my knife.
Okay, roll me a strength.
Oh, 6!
6, okay, yeah, you pull your knife back towards you a little bit, across her stomach, and she screams again, and her eyes start to roll back into her head.
Yeah!
So drink up! She's dying, right?
So throughout all of this pain and stuff, she, like, turns her head and looks back at you and starts to focus on you. And that's when, Matilda, you notice you're caught off guard and you feel something at your ankle tugging, and then you're pulled down and you land onto your bottom, and you realize that a tail was grabbing you.
What the? Ooh, huh? I pull out my pistol.
All right, roll me a composure.
5.
You have your pistol out, but she grabs the wrist of your pistol hand and she's going to try to pull it out of your hand. And she does.
That's my favorite one.
I want to go for a swipe at her with my scalpel.
Okay, so you swipe towards her back.
Like getting the hair or anything?
Yeah, you cut part of her tail. And so she screams and she turns around back at you.
I grab the hair and I put it in my pocket.
I really want to calm everybody down, because if you get too worked up, you're gonna get thirsty, all right? And you know what happens when you're thirsty, you need water.
Simon!
What?
Is your water purified?
My name is Eddie!
Sorry!
Wink, wink!
Simon, go for the urn!
Okay, Simon.
Oh, okay, I wanna go for the urn. That's a great idea.
Okay, roll discretion.
Oh. 12, baby!
You walk over and you grab the urn, and then she immediately stops what she's doing and turns and looks at you. And then she charges at you. She jumps and ducks. She goes right over you.
Where's the gun?
Where's my gun?
You have it.
Oh, thank God. I'm going to shoot at her.
Roll me a composure.
7.
You shoot her, hits her in the shoulder, and she then stops and looks at you instead. And then she sort of gets trapped between, like, which way does she want to go? Towards Matilda or towards the urn?
I point the pistol at her and I say, bite on this, bitch.
And I pull out my knife and I say, suck on this, bitch.
And I pull out my sword and I'm going to be like, swing with this, bitch.
And I've got your tail, bitch.
She settles on Wet Eddie.
Uh-oh.
She starts charging at you, but because of the gunshot wound, she stumbles and rolls and lands at your feet.
I'm gonna stab her in the head!
Okay, roll me a strength.
Oh, damn it.
Come on. Oh. Come on.
7!
You stab and you take one of her ears off.
Yeah!
And then she grabs her ear and screams.
Ow! It's very loud! You thirsty? Your voice sounds
get
a little
the hell
harsh.
Out of here with the urn!
Oh, yeah, okay, I'm gonna run out the window. All right.
Okay, roll me an agility.
Oh, great. 4.
Oh, you're freaking out right now.
Okay.
I want to shoot her.
All right, roll me a composure.
8.
Oh, dang. All right, you shoot her right in the leg. And so now with her other hand, she's grabbing her leg, and she roars again.
I want to attack her head and or neck.
Roll me a strength.
9.
You take your katana?
Yes.
And you run over.
Silver katana.
And you chop right into her neck. And now she's just spurting blood out of her throat.
Oh, God, it's getting on my face.
Where's Stonewood?
A little bit got in my mouth.
Stonewood is on the ground clutching his stomach.
What a baby.
Help.
I'm going to grab Stonewood and pull him over my shoulder because he's an elderly man.
Oh, thank you for saving me.
Yeah, shut up.
Hey, you're coming with us and you're not going to say anything about it, all right?
Yeah.
What's the quickest way out of here?
And he just points sort of like towards a corner of the room.
That doesn't make any sense.
In between the window and the door to the hall. It's over at a bookcase. Amongst all of the blue books, there's a red one.
And pull it.
Quick, go.
Get the urn inside.
I have Stonewood. I bolt after them like
And we go down the passage, and where does it go?
It goes down a spirally staircase into a dark room.
Someone, is there any way out of here?
My tummy hurts.
No, shut up! Nobody cares! Just tell us! Your baby!
I hit him in the back of the head.
He passes out.
Oh, damn it!
Desmond, what the hell is wrong with you?
I didn't think he would be that weak of a baby.
He's an old man. Old people and baby people are basically the same kind of people.
Somebody roll me awareness.
9.
Okay, Simon, you realize you don't hear anything from the study.
Hey, listen. I think we're good.
Brianna, come up there and check out and see if the monster's dead.
Yeah, walk through the ceiling.
She shrugs and she walks up.
It looks like she's dead.
Oh, thank God.
Good job, Lynch!
I don't know about the rest of you, but I think we're gonna piss off a lot of people at this party if we're caught, so let's just go back to the manor since we got the urn.
She has cat's eyes.
Cat's eyes? Is she like a panther creature?
No, I saw her eyes. They look like a kitty's.
Werecat?
Thought she was a lupine.
I have some of her hair, and I plan on examining it when we get back.
Alright, we can do that back at your estate, but I really don't want to lose this urn.
I need a discretion roll from someone for the party to escape from the premises without getting caught.
I have +2.
I don't have any.
Okay. 8.
Yeah, you guys make it across the grounds, make it out to the gate, and there your hansom cab is waiting. Horses, engines running.
I still have Stonewood, right?
Philip, let's go.
Yeah.
Philip, go.
Yes, of course, sir.
Right. So, did you know a lot of people there when you were in the party?
Yeah, it was all the regular people, whatever. What the hell was that?
I don't know, some kind of were-animal. Where's your wife?
Hello?
Oh, hello, guys.
Right here, I found her.
I heard you from outside.
Yes, we need to go down to my laboratory. Everyone follow me.
What for?
Obviously... To hide our ghost and our urn and our Mr. Stonewood,
we got his own party. The ghost and we got. Oh, okay, well,
you guys realize that Brianna was not with you as you guys left.
Oh shit!
She left with you guys, but she was not in the cab.
Where is
Brianna?
She?
Brianna?
You guys lost the ghost?
Well, it's kind of easy. She doesn't.
Yeah,
she doesn't.
Where is she?
I'll go find her.
No, wait, don't go back there.
I think she'll be fine.
If they see you.
Then what?
I don't know, but
no one is going anywhere.
I'm bouncing Stonewood like a baby.
Look, there's a lot of things going on right now. I'm going to drop Wet Eddie out of this, all right? I'm sorry, wife, I'll bring it back later. Look, what you need to understand, there was a werecat. There was a bunch of objects that may or may not have been stolen, all right? There was a secret passageway. This Stonewood estate has a lot of secrets, and as much as I would like to get to the bottom of them, we got the urn. Alexander was expecting us and dependent on us. We got to get back to his estate as soon as possible.
Yes.
Are we going to go to Alexander's or are we going to run a bunch of tests or whatever? Because who cares? But are we?
I have to say that I don't think it's necessarily the best idea having your wife around. She knows already too much.
Listen to me, girlie.
Yes?
You're going to be weighing over your head if you stay with this tramp over here.
You mean my husband?
Yeah. I mean your husband.
But you now guys listen. Basically set us up again.
Slap! Ow! Listen to
Matilda.
Me.
Matilda!
I'm sorry. I love you. You remind me of me when I was your age. You got a lot of spunk, girl, and a lot ahead of you. Don't waste it all on this waste of a man.
Oh, whoa. I'm...
Shut up!
Ow!
Oh, okay.
Here's money. Go have a good life.
Oh, wow.
She hands you a lot of money.
You can keep the dresses.
Oh my gosh, really?
Wait, hold on,
I have plenty.
Hold on. Okay, she can
Here's
go
the
away.
Samurai sword.
Oh, nice.
We don't have to break up. I mean, you could just go somewhere.
I mean, we've been doing long distance for a very long time
now.
I mean,
you should say it's going to have to end now.
and you keep on doing long distance. I believe in you.
Oh, okay, Matilda. Thanks.
I mean, it's probably only like a 5.5-hour drive. I mean, we could see each other pretty often.
Okay, all nice and good.
All right, look.
Philip has got the carriage waiting for you outside.
Oh my gosh.
I rip a page from my journal and I write down an address. This is my secret hideout. No one else has been here, Everly. But I see something in you, and you've brought on something out of me.
Oh my goodness.
Take that money and that sword. Do whatever you want with it. Here's where you can sleep, all right?
Thank you. I may be a little crazy. It's only been a couple of hours. But I think I might be pregnant.
Son of a...
Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this 20-sided story. Never hesitate to connect with us via the World Wide Web, such as on the Twitter at 20-sided stories, or on Facebook or Instagram /20-sided stories. Matilda Buchanan was played by Kate Pursley. Dr. Richard Chamberlain was played by Garrett Reasoner. Simon Sinclair was played by Sage GC. Everly Green was played by guest Jessica Dahlgren. Desmond Delancey was played by guest David McEwen. Our Game Master was Greg Reasoner, and all editing and music was done by Sage GC. You can snag the soundtrack for free at sagegc.bandcamp.com. If you enjoyed your adventure through Victorian London, we suggest visiting patreon.com/20sided stories. For just a small handful of shillings, you can help support this broadcast's next batch of episodes. We've got to cover hosting costs, recording equipment, and our precious time, goddammit. They are all laid out with transparency at patreon.com/20sided stories. And don't worry, you'll get something too, such as all 8 episodes to this season straight away, no waiting, not to mention bonus episodes within your own exclusive podcast feed. Extra special thanks to our producer club, who brought this season to fruition. Marlena Lowry, Travis Reeves, Jay Speck, Maureen Brown, Zach Bender, and Colleen O'Keefe. To be as classy and cool as them, go to patreon.com/20sided stories. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't yet. And for more sauce, links, and intel, feel free to check out our show notes or simply visit 20sidedstories.com.